I think Chris really gave an excellent presentation that raised some really interesting points. But first, to go back to the first talk, where David was talking about differentiation in the opportunities from the academic sector. Barry, are you saying something?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry. Certainly, and I work at a NIH, you know, the opportunities for doing repurposing are not limited necessarily by commercialization requirements. However, the best path to a marketed product is through a commercialization partner. And that is definitely something that we recognize. But that said, if you're truly interested in doing repurposing from a disease perspective, we've recognized that there are excellent partners out there to move projects forward. And that also sort of brings up the point, and Barry, in your talk, you mentioned the thalidomide example, which I think is an excellent example. From the perspective of what Celgene decided to do with thalidomide and the myeloma opportunity, which was they realized that thalidomide was having an action on TNF-alpha levels. But instead of actually pursuing, they did eventually pursue marketing of thalidomide, but first they used it as an opportunity to really push an NCE to the clinic, which was Revlimid, which had a potency, you know, several thousand times better than thalidomide. So once the off-target, once the opportunity was really characterized with thalidomide, they then took that back to discovery development to really design a drug that really targeted specifically the action that they were interested in, instead of just making do with the off-target activity that did exist. And then I think Chris's point about, you know, whether or not repurposing projects in general are going to suffer from the same efficacy failures that we see in late-stage clinical trials, I think that's a great open question. I would love to hear, you know, others' feedback on that. So in a couple of minutes, I think that's some of the high-level points that were raised today in really excellent presentations.
So if we're going to make this a little bit interactive, I guess my question for you, Noah, would be, you know, the initiatives at the NIH, the molecular libraries, the TREND, the NCGC, what sort of advice would you give for others that would be interested in partnering or complementing NIH's efforts?
Yeah, well, I mean, we work basically through an open grants process, and based on what we've seen come in, I would say that about a third of our portfolio are repurposing opportunities. So, you know, when repurposing applications come in on par with a novel, you know, target and chemotype, you know, about a third of those rise up to the top on par with the best new projects that are just starting off. And then in terms of commercialization, I really think that a repurposing opportunity, the key is what you do with the repurposing opportunity into turning it into a commercialization opportunity.
One other question, just with the MPC browser and that new set of drugs, we've uploaded it to a private vault, but I know you're iterating, and Chris alluded to the challenge of the content curation. Curious, because that would be a great resource.
Yeah,
the version 1.1 would be available, because we'd want to make that available.
So, yeah, the version 1.1, I think, was released about a week ago. I can say that the goal there was to physically construct a screening collection that is publicly accessible by collaboration with the center. The browser itself, I think in the first month that it's been available, we've had several thousand downloads of it, and actually 1,000 user curations have come back to us in terms of, you know, cast number structures. And really, it's a neat little tool that gives you quick access to the relevant information, the product insert packages, INN, original registration, et cetera. So it's available. I think the URL is tripod.nih.gov. So thanks for bringing that up.
Chris, any questions from you or others?
I'm wondering sort of with the, I don't know whether Neil is has the expertise on this, but you know the NCATS Center. Do you think the because the material I've read on the web about it and in print suggests to me that it's going to have a very target-centric, mechanism-centric focus. And I just wonder to what extent things like phenotypic screening or you know, high-content cell-based screening might be part of that sort of those translational initiatives.
In the initial use of the NPC screening collection, we really have taken a focus on phenotypic assays. You know, that's where the interesting insights really come from, but in terms of the existing biology intersecting with the disease biology in really interesting ways, in addition to discovering off-target activity. So I think, you know, your experience looking at, if you want to call it an integrated system for looking at biology, is really the way to push forward. I would, and that's been our experience.
Right. Thank you.